Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here to talk a little bit about interpreting texts that are packed with emotion. It's my view that in order to properly understand a text and to properly interpret a text, you must understand and imbibe the emotion of the text. You must partake of the emotion of the text. I'm using as an example Hosea chapter 11 and the first few verses. Hosea 11:1 is then quoted in Matthew chapter 2. You'll recognize the text. Now, let's read the first few verses of Hosea 11. When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they called them, the more they went from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of a man, with bonds of love. And I kept them, and I became to them as one who lifts the yoke from their jaws. And I bent down and fed them. Here God speaks to Israel and speaks about Israel as a loving father speaks about and to his son. When Israel was a youth, I loved him. And out of Egypt I called my son. Imagine the historic situation in which Israel found itself in the land of Egypt. God had all sorts of hopes and expectations for Israel as he redeemed them from Egypt and brought them into the promised land. Israel was to conquer the promised land, and Israel was to live in the land with a love for God and build a culture and a society honoring to God in the promised land. The promised land was a place of rest, and the promised land was to reflect the rest of heaven. This was the hope, the grand and great hope that God had for Israel. And God says of Israel, when Israel was a youth, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. Early in Exodus, God calls Egypt, or Israel, I should say, his son, his loved son. And how does God express his love for his son Israel? By redeeming him, by bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt. This, of course, is how God expresses his great love to you and to me in redemption through Jesus Christ. And of course, the Passover and the Passover lamb looked ahead to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. But getting back to Israel, God goes on to say with regard to Israel, the more they called them, the they here is the prophets. The more they called them, the more they went from them. The more the prophets encouraged the people to come to God, the more the people shunned God and backed away from him. How so? They kept sacrificing to Baals and burning incense to idols. How this must have broken the heart of God to see his son walk away from him. Years ago, I had a falling out with my father. And there were different reasons for this falling out. But in retrospect, as I look back, I can understand that when I walked away from my father, I must have hurt him deeply. Because he knew that when I went to Korea, one of the reasons I wanted to go to Korea in the army was to flee from his presence. And there was no doubt deep anguish and sorrow and hurt within his heart. Certainly this must have been the case with God. When Israel was a youth, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son with great hope and expectation. The more they called them, the more they went from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to the idols. And so Israel, God's beloved son, rejected him, the father. Yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms like a little infant, first being taught to walk. Come on, Israel, stand up. Yes, take a step forward. Yes, walk. And we can remember, those of us who are parents, how we encouraged our own children to walk, and when they took their first steps, we were overjoyed. Yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms. Yes, when they took their first steps, we swept our children off their feet into our arms. But they did not know that I healed them. They did not recognize that it is I who brought them out of Egypt and set them on a course to heaven. They rejected me. I led them with cords of a man, with bonds of love, and I became to them as one who lifts the yoke from their jaws, and I bent down and I fed them. Yes, I loved them and embraced them, and I bound them with cords of love and brought them to me. And I took the yoke of bondage off their necks, like taking the harness off of a horse and letting the horse go free, or taking the yoke off of an oxen and letting that oxen freely graze. And I bent down and I fed them. In the wilderness, God bent down from heaven and gave the people manna from heaven and quail from heaven, meat from heaven. Oh, grasp the emotion of the text. This is a proper understanding of the text. And to interpret a text like this, and many others, you must imbibe the emotion of the text. You must grasp the emotion of the text. Now, when you turn to Matthew chapter 2, Matthew quotes from Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1. And it's a simple quote. It comes in verse 15. Herod had attempted to kill Jesus, and he sent and had all of the infants in Bethlehem, 2 years old and younger, they were all killed. But in a dream, God warned Joseph to take Jesus and the baby Jesus into Egypt. And then, when the way was clear, God also informed Joseph that it was time to come up out of Egypt. Verse 15, Matthew chapter 2. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. God had covenantal purposes for Israel when he called his people out of Egypt and redeemed them and brought them into the promised land. And now, when Jesus, the little baby Jesus, came up out of Egypt with Mary and Joseph, God also had covenantal purposes for his son, for Jesus. All that Israel failed to do, all that God had hoped for earlier, was now to be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, the Lord. Out of Egypt, I called my son. And these words, taken from Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1, are packed with all the hope and all the aspirations that God had for his people originally. And now, God's hopes and dreams for his people would be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, his only son, the son whom he loved. Imbibe the emotion of the text. And in this case, imbibe the emotion of the text when it says, out of Egypt, I have called my son. Yes, when God brought little Jesus out of Egypt, at that time, he looked forward to see all that would take place and all that had been typified in the Old Testament. All the longings and hopes of God in the promises of God from Genesis 3:15 onward were now to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who was brought up out of Egypt. Yes, friends, part of properly interpreting a text of the Bible is to understand the emotion of the text. It's not enough simply to get the meaning of the individual words. It's not enough to be able to establish the context and to understand the context of redemption in a redemptive historical sense. You must understand also the emotion of the text and not blandly set forth the meaning of the text. In my homiletics classes, I often had members from the black community sitting alongside individuals who had come from Scotland and Ireland. And I would often say to the members of the class, look around a little bit. We're in a multicultural circumstance. The black community is mostly a community that comes out of an oral tradition and a very emotional circumstance in that oral tradition. The Scottish and Irish Presbyterian tradition is a tradition that is based on writings and books, and the Scots loved the book and loved books. But there needs to be a marrying of the two. The people from the minority community that come from mostly an oral tradition need to learn the importance of studying books and studying the book. And those who come from the Scottish Presbyterian position and are literary in the extreme in many circumstances, need to learn to imbibe the oral traditions of the black church. There needs to be a mixing of the two. And so, when you study a text, don't be afraid of the emotion of the text. Understanding the emotion of the text is part of understanding the meaning of a text. And so when you study a text and seek to interpret it, understand the emotion of the text and imbibe the emotion of the text. Thanks for listening.